Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Reason. For what does reason purport to do? Establish what is true, eliminate what is false, and suspend judgment in doubtful cases. What else does reason prescribe? To accept the consequences of what has been admitted to be correct. Epictetus. One of the key things about Stoic philosophy is that when you look at a situation, you do your best to deal with the facts strictly as you see them. That by removing emotion, removing opinions, removing things that can't be proved in a court of law, if you will, then you are able to look at a situation much more clear-eyed. When we get clouded by emotion, we often make very poor decisions because we attach meaning to something that somebody did or said, and by doing so, we end up reacting in a way that really may not be appropriate to the situation. Because we've made a supposition or an assumption about what somebody meant by the thing that they said. When we stick to the facts, we don't have that problem. An example of this in my own life is that, like most people, I have a fairly strong fear of rejection. And unfortunately, this leads me to not take certain risks that would actually be beneficial towards me. I'm afraid to ask for the things that I want and the things that I need. One area that I see this in my life is that I really like to DJ. I love playing deep house and progressive house, and I play at different festivals and so on. But around town, I'm afraid to ask other DJs or club owners or other people who might be able to help me if I can come play at an event that they're having. And when I look at this in a factual sort of way, the facts are that if I ask them and they say no, that's it. They just said no. What them saying no means is the meaning that I give to it. And I need to be better about eliminating my judgment on that situation, my attachment to what that means if they say no. Because there are plenty of good reasons why they could say no. They might be booked out for the next couple of months. They may have a different style of music that they want played at their club than what I play. By making sure that I ask questions and that I continue to get as many facts as possible and I deal with only the facts and leave opinion out of it, then I'm much more able to handle that rejection because if I ask them and they say, you know what, we need you to have, 300 Facebook followers before we're going to book you at our club. Okay, there's a fact. And by dealing strictly with the facts and not adding my own opinion or meaning to what a no means, then I can move further in the process and then hopefully get what I want. And if they say no and they just simply don't want to elaborate on that, okay, then I go find the next person and see if they might be interested in having me play. So when we're dealing with difficult things, we need to make sure that we are dealing strictly with the facts. And by dealing strictly with the facts, we'll make much clearer and more reasoned decisions. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.